Hello everyone. It's Monday, June the 20th, 2016. And here's this month's astrology podcast with an update on two events this month. If the skies are clear tonight, you'll notice there's a full moon today, June the 20th. The moon is in the sign of Sagittarius, and she's opposing the sun in the late degrees of Gemini, suggesting a completion with the full ripeness of this moon as she's fully illuminated by the light of the sun. Full moons are often times of truth or clarity, when we suddenly have a shift in perception, when things come to light. We talk about finding balance in our lives, inner peace, in a world that seems so confusing as the UK approaches the referendum vote, the families and survivors of the attack on the Pulse nightclub grapple with unspeakable trauma and loss. It's the solstice, tomorrow, June the 21st, and the sun moves into the water sign of Cancer. In the southern hemisphere, of course, it's the shortest day, and in the north, the longest day of the year. Solstice comes from the Latin sol, the sun, and sistere, to make stand. So where in our lives now do we feel the need to make a stand, to pause, to think more deeply about what for us feels authentic, to follow our heart and yet remain rational and clear about our motives and the consequences of our actions? Saturn and Neptune are still in that challenging aspect we call a square. The show's not over. The fat lady has not yet sung her last song. These two planets have been in square since the 25th of November last year. There are three squares over a period of time which symbolize what's going on collectively, as well, of course, as in our personal lives. The middle square occurred on June the 18th, when Saturn was at 12 degrees Sagittarius and Neptune at 12 degrees Pisces. So those of us with planets or angles in these degrees will be sensitized to the opposing energies of these two planets. We may have confronted choices and decided whether to be in fear or to have faith and trust the process. We might have had tough reality checks and chosen escapist fantasies or hard knock reality. The final square will be on the 10th of September this year, when both planets are 10 degrees of their respective signs. So we still have a few more months to stand firm and grounded, to think more deeply, to question more intelligently the things in our lives we believe are the truth. For some of us, the Saturn-Neptune square has been a time of hard choices and reality checks that have matured us in ways we've not expected. Saturn requires a concrete experience and is opposed to Neptune's urge to merge. Saturn's about the protection of the individual, whereas Neptune symbolizes a facet of the collective consciousness that may need some kind of sacrifice or emotional identification. So think of your own life these past months. The struggle we have on some level to be individual, to be in our truth, to maintain our sense of separateness, which is symbolized by Saturn, and the undifferentiated, nebulous nature of Neptune, which draws us into the oceanic realm of mass human emotion, or where we deny our deepest desires. With Saturn-Neptune contacts, there tends to be a blind spot, which contains the seed of sacrifice of some kind. And the word sacrifice comes from two Latin words, which means to make sacred. So we make sacred or holy, perhaps, the time spent nursing a family member or partner who has cancer. So in this sense, we rather give to than give up. If we look back in history to previous Saturn-Neptune contacts, there's a sense of a collective sacrifice involved. On a personal level, the more challenging aspects of Saturn-Neptune are often associated with the sweet, deceitful call of drugs and alcohol for those people who have Saturn-Neptune in their birth charts, but also with creativity and a marvelous ability to bring something concrete out of the imaginal realm that touches a chord that stirs the hearts of everyone, because Neptune brings glamour and is an expression of the psychic undercurrents. Neptune is madness and genius. Neptune's an outer planet. It's not spiritual. It's not personal. There's no sentiment involved with Neptune. just an intoxicating pull into something bigger than ourselves that envelops us with the romance of something that is beyond our individual understanding. The numinous quality of Neptune may draw us into situations where we lose our sense of clarity. We believe the promises of redemption offered by people or self-appointed messiahs posing as politicians. Neptune may dissolve or distort our sense of reality or expose our sense of personal inadequacy, which is Saturn. My blog this week is a departure from the usual for me. It's about a Gemini with corn yellow hair who wears a baseball cap. He's a billionaire whose birth chart seems to resonate with the collective psyche, and it has strong aspects to the chart of the US. He embodies the archetype of the jester or the Wizard of Oz. And when the last Saturn-Neptune square in September lifts the green curtain, the fat lady will sing.